So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So the next mistake that I see a lot of businesses make is that they have a lack of processes. They've literally got zero systems. Now, we just talked about having a system for sales and having a system for marketing, but what is the system for answering the phone? What's the system for ordering supplies? What's the system for purchasing anything over £100? What is that system? Do you just do it? Like, have you got a budget even for that system? Because most people haven't. They just go, well, I need a new hat stand. Oh, it's 50 quid. I'll just buy a new hat stand. Well, hang on. You've got £300 a month to spend on your budget. You need a new photocopier that's £275. You can't afford the hat stand. So you should be budgeting the hat stand, which is 50 quid, and putting that into next month's. And the photocopier this month, which leaves you with 25 quid left. Or it could be you're going to put that 25 quid towards the hat stand and another 25 quid next month. This is what building systems looks like. Now, that particular system is called a cash flow forecast. And if you've not got a cash flow forecast, like, I can look at what's happening in my business and I can see it's the 3rd of April today. I can take a quick look and I can see what's this month going to look like. Are we making money, first of all? That's always question number one. Because we've got budgets on everything. And if, for example, we're like £200 short, it's like, okay, what am I going to cut this month? We either have to cut something or we have to close another client, for example, sell a few websites. And if we're not going to close a website and we're 200 quid short, where am I cutting £200 from? Because if not, we're going to bounce the bank account, right? Same for everybody. Cash flow forecast is a process, is having a process in place. What's your petrol costs each month, right? It might be £300. Well, what's your budget for your petrol? £200. Well, you got a problem there. You're either going to sell an extra £100 worth of profit, effectively, to pay for the petrol, or you're going to have to cut back. I do this both in my personal life and I do it in my business life as well. And then we have a bigger spreadsheet which has both of them on, and so I can see what the whole thing looks like. At a glance, I can see what the next 12 months is going to look like. This is part of a process. And by the way, systems and processes are really one and the same thing. They're just slightly different. But most businesses have no systems in whatsoever. They're literally flying by the seat of their pants. They've got no map. They've got no plan. They've got no roadmap. They don't know what they're doing today, for example. It's Monday and they're getting to work. And then they're like, oh, what should I do today? They sit at the desk and, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I'll check Facebook. I'll check email. I'll check Twitter. I'll look at YouTube. Oh, YouTube. Half an hour goes by. Check Instagram. Another hour goes by. And then you go back to the start. And it's like, well, you've got all this stuff that you're supposed to be doing. You're checking your email, you're checking YouTube, you're checking Facebook, you're checking Instagram, you're on Twitter, you're arguing with people about cats on social media. Where's your plan? Where's your process for what you're supposed to do today? And most people haven't got any processes and any systems in place, or they have. And it was like designed like 20 years ago. And it's like, dude, the world has moved on. You need more processes than you had in the past. Oh yeah, but Dan, what you don't understand is I spend more time creating processes than I do actually doing the work. And it's bullshit. It's just a bullshit excuse to stop you from actually creating processes, because you like doing the checking of email and the checking of Instagram. It's an enjoyable thing to do. Your little dopamine is firing off and it loves it, right? But it's not paying bills. So you're going to have to get some processes in place. And if you don't know what those processes are, jump on a call, book a strategy session with me.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.